Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Do you ever lose something really importantly?
Yes.
And you get so mad at yourself.
Yes.
At least I do.
Yeah.
Man, I walk around, I'm in a foul mood. Mom, what's wrong? I'm mad at myself. Stay out of my way.
Yeah.
What'd you lose? Well, this was pretty important. And you put these two stories today, and you just shake your head at what passes for law enforcement in this country, at least at the federal level. We'll start with this one. Christopher Wray's corrupt, I don't know what else to call them, FBI, has lost some pretty important notes. They were the ones where the inspector general, who's supposed to be the ethical arbitrator of the an ethical overseer of the FBI and DOJ to, you know, make sure they're ethical.
Right.
Which really, honestly, is a full-time job. Right. Okay. So the FBI gets a heads up. Peter Strzok sitting there. And we've talked about this before, Lee. This was revealed a year ago to the great disinterest of the United States media.
Yes.
about, hey, you know, the inspector chair's like, hey, y'all, you know Hillary Clinton? Yeah, Hillary. Yeah, it seems she has a server, this illegal server, where she's illegally sending unprotected classified data. Yeah, and we have information that shows that it has been hacked by foreign powers who got all 30,000 of her emails but four, and that's kind of a problem because many of them were highly classified. Should y'all look into that? We think you should look into that. Christopher Wray and three other FBI agents were sitting in that meeting, right? So they were told. They were told. Can you imagine if there was some major crime? I mean, of massive implications here at the in Greenville, in the, you know, the high ranking members of the Greenville Police Department are sitting around told of the crime. So you ought to investigate this. Oh yeah, okay. And then they just don't,
because
they just don't feel like it, or whatever. Well, Louie Gohmert, remember Representative Louie Gohmert grilled Peter Strzok. When he was before the Congress, like you sat, we know for a fact now, we know you sat in this meeting. We know you were told about the illegal server, the illegal sending of the emails. Every one of those is a felony. And we know that you found out that the thing was wide open. And that, and it turned out later the Chinese were taking those emails. Did you investigate that? You launch an investigation. I mean, the Chinese got the emails, dude. I mean, that was the whole new angle, right? The Chinese got the emails. Peter Strzok says, remember? I don't remember. How do you forget a thing like that?
It seems like that would be kind of important.
I mean, this poor guy, like, if he can't remember that, he must never be able to find, like, his keys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
This is the FBI's top counterterrorism sleuth. I mean, he's the guy on top of counterterror. Yeah. Good luck with us, right? Yeah. To us, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, he can't remember. So they asked Christopher Wray, head of the FBI, hey, y'all, you know, you had notes, right, from that meeting? I mean, can we see them? Y'all were told. Oh, we lost those. You lost the notes that, you know, would have proved you buried Hillary, the investigation into Hillary. Yeah, we lost them. Well, didn't y'all have that on a backup CD? Yeah, it's really unfortunate. That CD was destroyed. How was it destroyed? Sledgehammer, bleach. I mean, it just was an accident. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, that makes sense.
So an accidental destruction of evidence.
It could not have been helped. So basically they lost the evidence twice that they had been informed of not only Hillary's crimes, but the interception of that stuff. By our top probably domestic enemy.
All must be just some very strange coincidence there.
Yeah, I mean, you can't speculate that anything like that would ever be on purpose. Right. Now, you put that with, okay, so we just lost the part, the evidence where we were told of Hillary's crimes. We just lost it. Well, couldn't you have remembered it? I mean, there were four of you there and then, like, gone and investigated? Nah, we all forgot. Awesome. But yet, in another story today, I'm still not over this, we're finding out that the FBI cannot produce proof in court that the Russians hacked the DNC server. The only proof they say they have, Roger Stone sued them for the proof. Because, you know, otherwise, there's no pretext for investigating Roger Stone. And they didn't need to kick his door in the middle of the night, complete with amphibious vehicle in the backyard to make sure he didn't, you know, swim away because he's so dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So there's got to be a pretext for it. Well, what was it? Well, we had a report from the DNC saying that, you know, from a DNC contractor saying they were hacked. Oh, well, can we see that? Not really, because most of it's redacted. Wait, the DNC claimed they were hacked by the Russians, and y'all just believe that. Uh-huh. Did you ever see the server? No. Did you ever investigate? Not really. So you went on the word of the DNC, and you have castigated the president for 2 years. Yes. Okay, well, let us see the proof the DNC had in their, you know, report that they were hacked. Oh, we never saw that. Well, why? Well, because the report's redacted. They didn't want us to see the proof. And you didn't make them turn it over? No. We just took their proof. We just took their word for it. So, I mean, on the one hand, you can see the absolute zeal to go investigate President Trump. And then on the other hand, you can see the, oops, did we lose the notes on Hillary?
Just funny how that works,
it's
isn't it?
It's such a profound level of corruption. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just don't understand. I don't see how our country can continue to function, how we can have a functioning justice system long term under these circumstances. Well, every time we find out about, you know, crimes by Democrats, we'll just lose it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just lose the notes of that. We'll just conveniently forget that we were ever told about the crimes, and the notes will disappear, and we'll never have an investigation into how the notes disappeared because no one cares. But we will accept a made-up report, a written report with zero proof from the Democrats that a major national security crime occurred. And that's all we need. We don't even need to see the server.
No.
I mean, it is so insane. Do you realize they've never reconciled? I mean, the DNC says that the FBI never asked to see the server. The FBI says they asked the DNC multiple times to see the server. The server is the crime scene for this whole thing. And they can't even get their story straight on that. They've called each other liars, basically. DNC says, oh, they never asked to see the server. The FBI is like, oh, we asked, but they wouldn't turn it over. Well, get a warrant, you know, like you did for warrant Roger Stone.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that. And they're like, oh, warrant. How does that work? What a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of spins me out, too, Lee, like just like what passes for a reality in this country? I mean, Trump has had to defend himself for years. It is taken as an absolute law of the universe that the Russians hacked that DNC server and the election. And yet there is not one shred of proof. Not one shred of proof. The FBI didn't want it. Don't you think it's strange they didn't want proof?
Yeah.
Didn't go get the server, didn't want to investigate. I mean, it's only like the biggest thing they've worked on in recent years, and they just took the DNC's word for it. Oh, and here's the great part. They took the DNC's word that they knew it was the Russians. I just knew.
Yeah.
I just knew it was the Russians. Well, how do you know? Well, that's redacted. Oh, okay, that'll be fine. Again, it's like what I said. It's like somebody coming in and your door, got a warrant. We're gonna need to search your house. Well, for what? I didn't do and make any crime. I didn't commit any crime. Well, it looks like you did. You committed a murder. We're accusing you of murder. Well, murder of who? We don't know. When? Don't know. Well, where's the body? Oh, we didn't look at the body. Did you look at the crime scene? No, we weren't allowed to. So you don't know if you had a body and you never went to the crime scene. How do you know I committed murder? Oh, well, because your neighbor down the street wrote a report saying you did. I mean, that person, they would be laughed out of court. But that's how the Russian investigation went. This is the accusation they have tarred the president with. And I mean, I guarantee you, you asked even like Lindsey Graham today, He'll tell you, beyond a shade of a doubt, the Russians, you know, hacked that server. Wish somebody would ask these people, how do you know that? Prove it to me. How do you know? Get the report. Prove it to me. Get the investigative report. No, we don't have that. You didn't check? No. I mean, wow. Just wow.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you ever worry about your family members when they leave the house? Maybe it's your kid who's just started driving or going off to college, even your adult children, your parents, your spouse. I do. And that's why this story struck me between the eyes. It's just such common sense thing to do. Okay, here's what happened. Karina Kramer Alexander of Mount Airy, North Carolina, so just up the road, said her 17-year-old daughter, Macy Smith, had always been really good about, you know, making sure she was home by curfew. And so when she didn't make it in by curfew, mom started to worry. She worried more when Macy didn't respond to texts or calls from her mother or her brother. Well, her mom began to panic, as you know you do at night. She's not here. All the worst scenarios run through your mind. Mom had the presence of mind to take a look at the apps that she had wisely installed. She was using the Find My Friends app, where you and friends or family members or whatever, you can, you know, basically all give permission for the others to be able to see exactly where you are at any given time. Well, the lack of response was out of character for her, her mom said. She told Greensboro's WFMY-TV. So mom hopped in the car to investigate after the GPS tracking showed her daughter had been in the same location for far too long. This is her mom. I can't explain watching the GPS on my phone with my Dot for my daughter getting close to hers and then suddenly seeing the tire tracks. She says without the GPS tracking device, she wouldn't have even noticed the tire tracks. Alexander found her daughter Macy pinned underneath her car down a 25-foot embankment in Pilot Mountain. She says you couldn't see the car from the road. There was no way. Nobody would have known she was down there. Macy says, I was lying in a ditch 20 yards off the road for the seventh hour with my arm pinned under my car. Oh, my Lord. I will never forget the sound of my family calling out my name when they found me around 10:30 p.m., the daughter wrote on Facebook. She said it was like a miracle. Here's what happened. She says she hydroplaned at 4 o'clock p.m., ran in between two trees down the embankment, flipped her car three times, landed in the back seat with her arm pinned in between the car and the ground. Good gosh, she's lucky to be alive. Anyway, she had a lot of damage and needed surgery, but she's going to be okay. All right, here's from the story on this.
I just hydroplaned, and I went in between two trees, and I flipped over, and I rolled three times.
My daughter is in a ditch, in a ravine.
The lack of response was out of character for her. I can't explain watching the GPS on my phone, my Dot getting close to hers, and then suddenly seeing the tire tracks, and that's all I could see. We want to encourage other parents and families to take advantage of the technology that we have.
Again, for those of you thinking of doing this, the Find My Friends app, there's many similar tracking apps like Life 360. But it's kind of funny. I was just talking to my husband about this weekend and reminding him that he can always figure out where I am by using the Google location because I have it turned on. And I actually emailed him and said, hey, just double check, make sure it's still working. Because, yeah, have you ever driven around town here? I mean, there are so many places. And I never thought of this till I drove back and forth between here and Charleston a lot, like on the weekends when my family hadn't moved yet and I'd started this job. There's like a million places you could just drive off the side of the highway. No one would ever find you. I mean, you wouldn't be obvious in time for them to reach you if you had a medical problem or, God forbid, you know, you rolled, you were trapped, whatever. You just die. And you're looking at this, having covered this as a reporter, I'm telling you what, 17-year-old goes missing and you want to, you know, ping her cell phone location. Good luck with that. You're going to spend days just trying to get the police to take it seriously because 17-year-olds go missing all the time. They just take off. They come back a few days later after hanging out with their boyfriend. And, I mean, it might take days, if not weeks, to subpoena the cell phone company. She'd have been under that car, but thank God her mom had the tracking app. So I highly encourage this. After I saw an 18-wheeler go off the side of the highway once, I thought, you know what? If he had landed a little closer to the highway, you couldn't even see the 18-wheeler. How will they see me? Nobody ever find me. And I bet there are people down in ravines, God knows where, that nobody's ever found. They're just off the side of the road. Never mind the other stuff that could happen to you. See, this is a great thing to get with your loved ones, maybe close friends. You know, if you have a friend and you don't have a spouse, just so that somebody could try to find you and not have to go through the whole subpoena warrant, you know, process with the cell phone company, which, remember, with the Todd Kohlhepp case, it took weeks. Like, I don't know, it was like 3 or 4 weeks. It was crazy. You don't have that kind of time when you're trapped under your car. So, life lesson there.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You ever get the funny feeling that Democrats care more for illegal immigrants than you? Or even their own voters? Here's proof of that. Sometimes you got to, I mean, you disagree with the left, yes, but sometimes you have to look at them and just shake your head and go, what are you thinking? This isn't even in your own interest. Do you know what they're doing in California? You probably heard that in California, illegal immigrants will now, they just passed this, be able to get health care. Not all, because there's not enough funding for that yet. This is the first phase of the program. It's going to be about $100 million. Do you know where the money's coming from to pay for this? If this doesn't stick in your craw, I don't know what they are raising the money through fees on people who don't have health insurance. Citizens who don't have health insurance, not illegal immigrants who live in California who don't have health insurance. You know why? They're not citizens. I mean, let that sink into your head for a minute. Yeah, okay, well, so, okay. What just happened in California was this. You know, nationally, the individual mandate was scrapped, right? So at the federal level, that's gone. That was part of Obamacare, but that's gone now. So you are not mandated to have health insurance. Well, in California, they liked it so much that the legislature passed it. So while the rest of the nation does not have the individual mandate to buy health insurance anymore, California does. Or you got to pay a pretty big fine. They're using the fines by citizens for not having health care, because you can't legally apply them to illegals, to pay for illegals' health care. So if you couldn't afford the exorbitant cost of health care in California, you have to pay a fine so that an illegal immigrant can have the health care you don't have. At some point, is the left going to wake up? By the way, it's mainly middle and lower middle class people that are paying these fines. I guess, you know, illegal immigrants come before us. And if you ever wanted any doubt about that, Horizontal Harris weighed in on this. Because, you know, when I think Father's Day, the first thing that comes to mind are criminals and illegal immigrants. I mean, No. This is her actual tweet. If you are a liberal, this will, I guess, make sense to you. Here's her actual tweet. Today, on Father's Day, she's right. Today, I'm thinking of the fathers who can't be with their children because they were ripped from their sons and daughters at the border. Which they crossed illegally, honey. And if they didn't want to be ripped from them, they should have left them in Mexico or Guatemala, El Salvador, or yeah, Honduras, or wherever the heck else they came from. Anyway, let me start again. I'm getting exercised. Today, this is Horizontal Harris. Today, I'm thinking of the fathers who can't be with their children because they were ripped from their sons and daughters at the border. The fathers who can't celebrate today because they can't afford bail. And then she adds, the fathers who were deployed. Don't forget them. Comparing the fathers who were deployed? Like, you know, the citizen fathers who were deployed, risking their lives in many cases to protect the country, to fathers who can't afford bail and illegal immigrants whose children were, quote, ripped from their arms at the border. Let me tell you how you prevent that. Don't bring them to the border. Don't bring them. Texter writes, let's reunite them all with a bus ride to their country of origin. Now, the texter writes, you mean like Molly Tibbetts and Kate Steinle's dad? They certainly were ripped apart from their children. Yeah, but they don't count. It's stunning what it shows you about the mentality. Just the way she orders it. Illegal immigrants and, yeah, I mean, legal immigrants have become the most important people in America. Ahead of citizens. It's just unbelievable. It really is. Texter writes, where did this go? Okay. Yeah, so lawbreakers and the deployed, about to say. Meanwhile, what do you think about this whole Japanese vessel thing? You know, evidence that the Iranians attacked it, but with a mine brought to you by the same deep state who totally got the WMD thing right in Iraq. Those people. You know the ones. The same kinds of people telling us that we were attacked by our election and our DNC server was attacked by Russia, as if it's a universal truth. And now we're finding out they can't produce evidence of it in court. That just broke again over the weekend. Those people, I mean, honest to God, do you believe anything they say? Well, Mike Pompeo said, yeah, Mike Pompeo's the past head of the CIA, folks. He was there when all this crap was going on. I mean, I don't mean to malign him. Meanwhile, and this is just weird, okay? I'm not saying this proves anything. Don't misunderstand me. The Japanese company that owns the tanker, CBS reported, so it might be true. The Japanese company that owns the tanker says they weren't mined. Wait, what? Yeah, they weren't mined. They are contradicting the Pentagon's assessment. Now, before you go, Tara, why are you criticizing our military? That's not... Remember... The Obama administration purged the Pentagon. It is not what it was even 15 years ago. They purged all the honest people out of the Pentagon. Do you not remember? Only people loyal to people like John Brennan, that kind of ilk, are left in the Pentagon. So, I mean, I don't want to offend anybody, but do I believe anything they say? Heck no. No, I don't. I got to see proof. I mean, we put tanks on Russia's border and menaced them. Think about this for a minute. We put tanks on Russia's border in a transparent attempt to start a war. Can you imagine if Russia put tanks on our border? And when required in court this past week to produce proof that the Russians hacked our election, they could not. And we have tanks on their border. They've been there since the last months of the Obama administration. My God, we're lucky that we're not in a war. Over what? I don't know. We can't prove it. Anyway, the headline from CBS: tanker owner seems to dispute U.S. account of Gulf of Oman attack. Japanese owner of Kokuka Courageous, one of the two oil tankers targeted near the Strait of Hormuz, said Friday the sailors on board saw flying objects just before it was hit, suggesting the vessel wasn't damaged by mines. That account contradicts what the U.S. military said as it released a video Friday. It said shows Iranian forces removing an unexploded limpet mine from one of the two ships that were hit. Folks, Lindsey Graham and the neocon cabal have wanted to go to war with Iran for a long time. Just like they want to go to war with Russia. They'll do anything to go to war with Russia. I have no idea why. Company president Yutaka Katata said Friday he believes the flying objects seen by the sailors could have been bullets. He denied any possibility of mines or torpedoes because the damage was above the ship's waterline. He called reports of a mine attack false. Huh. You mean like the time we had the Vegas shooting and InfoWars tore their timeline to pieces, the FBI's timeline? And the hotel and the FBI were forced to retract it? You could see that they had lied? You mean like that? I don't trust any of these people, folks. And I hate to have to say that. I just don't. Meanwhile, Matt Gaetz, Representative Matt Gaetz, I think has nailed this. You know what he tweeted? Japanese and Norwegian vessels were attacked by the Iranians. If these nations aren't calling for war, neither should the U.S. We can't afford another forever war. Bingo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, see what the people have to say. Texter writes, why could Obama purge all the people out of the State Department and the Pentagon that he didn't like but Trump can't? Well, duh. Well, that would be an atrocity if Trump did it. Because he likes all the wrong people, clearly. And a liberal judge would just tell him he couldn't. Because that's how things work now in America. Next question. Wait. You're going to be terrible. That's not fair. So, dual justice. Texture rates, the damage was above the waterline, Gulf of Tonkin 2.0. I don't know. I just don't believe anything these people say. No, I mean, they told me. They told me, the Pentagon told me, the FBI and the CIA told me the Russians hacked the election. Roger Stone was in court last week. He said, okay, prove it. The judge said, yeah, prove it. They couldn't. All they had was a heavily redacted report from a consultant paid by the DNC saying that the Russians hacked the DNC server with the part where they proved how they thought it was hacked and how they knew it was the Russians redacted. That's the basis for this entire deep state coup, for this entire investigation of Trump. A heavily redacted report that was never even finished. It was only ever in draft form by a DNC paid contractor. DNC is the Democrat National Committee. It's the basically the operational arm of the Democrat Party. They never saw the server. They never visited the crime scene. And based on that, the Pentagon said, well, we need to menace Russia at their border. They could have started a war, folks. Those tanks are still on the Russian border. They were put there in the final months of the Obama administration. Trump's never dared to draw them down. I wish to God he could. How do you menace an enemy when you can't, a nuclear-armed one, for the love of God, when you can't prove in court that they hacked an election, much less a server? You think the Pentagon went, geez, you know, before we start World War III, should we, what's the proof that Russia hacked that election? No, they're like, ha-ha, Russia hacked the election. Let's go start World War III. Why? I don't know. We feel like it today. So when they tell me this has gone on and it, you know, it was the Iranians, I'm like, yeah, show me the proof. I got to see the proof. I mean, I don't believe anything my government says to me. I don't, especially not if they're deep state. And let me tell you what, CIA, Pentagon, FBI, they all are. Texter writes, hey, Tara, my son's army unit was the first at the Russian border. It was called Anaconda 16. Oh, that's cool. I mean, it's just interesting. I don't know if it's cool that we sent them on such flimsy evidence. I thought it was just a training until Putin stated that one mistake would be viewed as an act of aggression. Honestly, the Russians have been incredibly patient with us. Because let me tell you what, if they put tanks on the Mexican border, we'd freak. No, because, I mean, I'm thinking Russians would probably vote majority Republican. I mean, the population is tilted to the right, especially religiously, in, you know, in terms of Christianity. I mean, they would want to annihilate them if they showed up on the border. Unless they could prove they would vote Democrat. I mean, maybe then it would change. But then it would still be the tanks, though. That would be a problem. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe if Mexicans started showing up in tanks, they'd probably let them come over the border, wouldn't you think? I mean, if that was their preferred mode of transport. I don't know. Oh, I forgot to tell you what else Matt Gaetz said. This is pure genius. Representative Matt Gaetz. You know what he said? He said, we have no business going to war or a skirmish or whatever with the Iranians. We haven't even closed our own darn border. Why are we defending the Japanese and the Norwegians, who, by the way, have not asked us to and aren't talking about going to war, and they got hit? But we won't and can't defend our own border. That's what he said. Secure the border before attacking Iran. I read this, and I got another question. I mean, we'll end up in a war in the future at some point, right? I mean, you got to assume. We always do. If we don't, they'll start one. Just because. That's what they do. So, if the national policy of this country is now open borders, right? I mean, look, on the Democrat side, if you don't support open borders, you're a white supremacist. That's what it's become, right? How do you have a war when you have open borders? How does that work? I'm just kidding. You can't stop anyone, right? If the Democrats were in charge, they wouldn't stop anybody. You got a kid with you and a rocket launcher? Welcome to America. Please don't blow anything out of the sky with that. But if you want to, it's okay, as long as you vote Democrat. But if you could try to hit something small, that'd be great. I mean, seriously, how could we even go to war with Iran or whoever with open borders? I mean, I guess we'll just assume they won't send small insurgent units and we'll just assume that. I guess. I don't know. Nobody ever explains this stuff. Nobody ever explains this stuff. Congressman Gaetz tweeted Sunday suggesting that America should heed Japan and Norway's caution against war with Iran. They're the ones who got hit. And Bolton's like, oh, war. Why? Now, I mean, if they hit our ship in the Gulf of Oman, yeah, then it's on. Let's blow them away. But you know what? The Japanese, they compete with us. They ought to be able to get their own ships in and out of there. Not my problem.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.